Welcome to Native Talks, Jen again, and today we're talking about the economy. No deal gets made, no contract gets signed, no business gets done just between two people or two companies. Everything occurs against the background of networks, of relationships on the local, regional, and even global scales. These relationships of price and production form what's called the economy. People who study the economy, economists, like to point out, for example, that the price of soybeans in Brazil can affect the price of meat in China. It makes sense then that a favorite activity of business people everywhere is talking about the economy. Only by understanding the economic environment in which we do business can we operate effectively in it. Moreover, when coworkers discuss something like the job market, stocks, or personal finance, they typically mention the economy. Listen to the news, the politicians, or your coworkers, and what do you hear them talking about? The economy's up, or it's down, or the economy's good, or it's bad, or conditions are improving or getting worse. And it's important to us because as the economy goes, so goes our business and careers. Here are some ways you can describe the cycles of the economy. We describe national economies in terms of boom and bust cycles. When the economy's in a boom cycle, the economy's doing well, the unemployment rate is low, and the employment rates are high. When the economy is in a downturn or in a recession or even worse, a depression, unemployment rates are high and employment rates are low. Ways that you can talk about jobs, which is probably a common topic that you're going to get a lot. When we talk about jobs, we typically talk about the job market and job security. Job security describes the sense of stability you have in your current job. Moreover, coworkers will probably talk about job benefits like health insurance coverage, salary, and income taxes. Is the company doing well financially, or are they planning to reduce their workforce by 20% because they're downsizing? Is your salary enough to cover your cost of living? Talking about economic policy, this is definitely one of the most controversial topics relating to the economy that you'll talk about with your coworkers. Who is the government giving tax breaks to? The middle class? The upper class? The lower class? How are investors reacting to this news? How is the government dealing with an increasing unemployment rate? Do you think the government's been engaging in more globalist or protectionist policies? You'll also probably talk about investments with your coworkers. Financial investments include items like real estate, which is a long-term investment that could be profitable in the long run, and stocks, a shorter-term payoff. You could even see currency as an investment or even cryptocurrency. Coworkers will most likely talk about the best stocks to buy in a day or certain pieces of land that they have their eye on. If you think personal financial literacy is a tough subject, so is the economy. Economists spend years learning the basic terms for economics. Economics is a theory of how people make decisions under scarcity, after all, and the processes by which they make these decisions are exactly as complex as they sound.